There's a lot of different types of commercial vacancies and commercial needs of businesses. I'm not sure if I can agree with my colleague down the country. Maybe it's not just the job for councils. Councils can't do everything. And the IDA in the Northwest is definitely working very, very hard. And there is a local enterprise. Enterprise is through the council has an enterprise office. And there's a local enterprise forum which looks at a lot of the needs and that of businesses that might want to come or open up in the Northwest. But we have to look after the SMEs, the small local business as well. And our local enterprise office does an awful lot of that. In general, we don't get into providing the actual premises, but it is important that these types of premises continue to be provided. And we don't want to make the mistake that was made with housing, where in 2011, all house buildings seemed to have come to a complete halt. We need to continue to provide business premises, and they have to be versatile. And maybe through planning and things like that, we can look at ways of being more versatile, to provide different types of business premises for different types of businesses. You know, some are logistics, some are manufacturing, some are high tech. They all have different types of needs. But a lot of them, they need the basics of having a way of getting in and out fast and having a way of communications that they have all their high-speed broadbands and all that directly to. And they need a much higher level, a lot of these businesses.
The narrative was put out on a fairly regular basis that there was a high commercial vacancy in Sligo. Now, you came up with figures to the contrary of this. Some of these vacant commercial units might not be suitable for the businesses for the reasons that you outlined there, with broadband and other infrastructure requirements.
If you have a business that has vans coming and going to it all day, that's not a business that might be suitable for the town centre, and we don't want to see the centre of any of our towns clogged up with vans coming and going all day. Whereas, you know, Sligo County Council took an advanced look a number of years ago together with the IDA, and the Western Distributor Road was developed, and there's a new industrial park out there. There is one advanced factory sitting out there waiting for a client at the moment. But these things take time, and, you know, they come, they look, foreign companies come and look at the likes of that. And it could take them some time before they actually go through all the logistics of working out their own finance, what they're going to produce there, et cetera, et cetera. So all of these things move at a very, very slow pace. But you have to stay ahead of the curve, and you have to provide those buildings.